and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, and happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Actually, by the time you hear this, it'll be a day late, but every day is Mother's Day.
That's right.
Even if you're not, you have not had children, you have a mother.
Yes, you do. If you are listening to this podcast, you have a mother.
I'm pretty sure you do.
Yes.
So I think maybe that deserves a little cowbell.
Cowbell for all the mothers. All right. So we are gearing up for market.
We are. And that's an exciting thing, but it's, again, another way that we've learned to adapt to the current situation of living during COVID-19.
Yes. We've had some challenges in preparing for this market and really kind of, I think, some things that might not be so obvious.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that we have realized through this is not to take supply for granted.
Really? That has been the most amazing thing to me, especially as I look for supplies and materials for our products. We've just struggled to get some of those things.
Yeah, we have. And flour has been a major issue. I think we talked a little bit about that before.
We have. And on social media, you'll see that everywhere, just how people are doing more baking, learning to bake, something to do in this time of staying at home. But it has impacted my planning for scones and
yes,
any other baked goods that I had hoped to provide. Scones are a go.
Yeah, scones are a go. But you've had to, you have a very high standard
yes,
for what you want in terms of ingredients. And we still have that standard. But right now, you kind of take what you get.
That's true. We've spent a lot of time researching and looking online.
We traveled to Champaign
right,
and went to, I don't know how many stores.
To find a good source for flour. And I think we have it. I have enough flour stored up now to get me through several weeks. But that will be a consistent hunt, I believe, this season.
I think so, too. So that was something we totally took for granted.
Yeah.
And, you know, who would have thought we wouldn't be able to find flour? And we buy large quantities, of course, because we're trying to run a business.
Exactly.
And we sell a lot of scones. That's a big part of our business. And so it has been a change. So we're going to do the best we can. And I think for the next market, you're going to have enough ingredients to make the same amount of scones you always would have.
Yes.
But we're going to have to take it a week at a time and see what we have, because some of the ingredients we just are struggling to find. Coffee beans.
Right. We had been roasting our own coffee. We have a connection with a particular supplier, and they shut down.
Yeah.
And we have not
been
able to order.
I think they're in New Jersey,
yes,
maybe?
Mm-hmm. So we've not been able to order any new supplies from them. And it's affected even some of the seeds that you can get for the garden.
Yeah. Several of the seeds. Still, this is past time in East Central Illinois to start cool weather crops generally. And we can't get kale seed, some of the things that we normally plant, we still can't get.
Right.
And at this point, you know, you wait for a fall crop if we get it.
Yeah.
And I know that Martha has had trouble getting some of the seed potatoes. She has plenty, but you know, you have to get what you get right now.
Exactly.
And so, you know, in terms of what we offer at the market, some of it may look a little different than what we had before, but it may be a new product that's even better.
And I'm looking forward to some of those kinds of options and things that we may be able to do and improve on that maybe we wouldn't have before. Right. So let's look at it that way.
Right. So we're trying to stretch our, what we do and trying to shift with all the different, it seems like we've had a lot of things thrown at us lately in terms of business and just as people, we all have.
Right.
But as a business, it just seems like it's been one thing after the other. But we just keep moving forward. And we had, this week, we have lots of things coming up in the garden. Our orchards have flowered and lots of things going on. And we got a freeze warning.
Really, really a bad time for a freeze.
Yeah, it is. Because we only have cool weather crops in the gardens. But, you know, we have no control over the orchards and we have blackberries and raspberries and things that are actually starting to get flower buds on them. We have too much to cover.
Right. But we did cover everything
as much
that
as
was
we could.
Realistic to cover.
Yeah.
The peas.
Potatoes. I had some beans that were just starting to come up a little bit. We had lettuce and some of that stuff may have been okay, but the last time that we had a freeze a week or so ago, I left some of that stuff uncovered and like all my larger spinach leaves and arugula and kale, all of that, even though those are cool weather crops, they were damaged.
Right.
So I had to pull all of those leaves out. And then we had a hailstorm too that also damaged the larger leaves. But you know what? We keep moving forward.
We do. And we rise to the challenge.
We do. And you know, it just seems like a lot of things are thrown at us, all of us. And it's learning to be good problem solvers.
And that is really what we've been working on. We've been using some of that time to make repairs and improvements around the property as well, but always with an eye to the gardens and
yeah,
the food.
Yeah, food is first. And when we had the freeze warning, we knew that we had just a certain amount of material to cover the gardens. We had a couple of row covers and just some random stuff. I think you drug out curtains.
I had old curtains.
Sheets, pillowcases, name it. We had all kinds of weird stuff out there. We had boxes over some.
Buckets.
Yeah, buckets. Whatever we had, we covered as much food as we could. And that was our priority. And the rest of it, we just had to take a chance. And thankfully, when I uncovered stuff yesterday, you know, I was holding my breath, but there was very little damage. Some of the potatoes had a little bit, begonia, some of the things that are a little more tender, even undercover, had a little damage, but I think I got those taken care of and they'll recover and be just fine.
And for that, we are grateful.
We are grateful. Yeah, we lost no food. And you know, we're all about food.
Always all about food. And we've also been moving forward with our new online ordering system.
Oh,
and
my.
Preparing for market, which will start on May 16th.
Yes.
And that's...
So in less than a week.
I know.
That's awesome.
And every Saturday, we will be at the 18th Street Farmers Market. It'll look a little bit different, at least at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't last real long. But
I'm hopeful.
Again, we'll do what we can.
Yeah, we will adapt.
We'll make the best of it.
So if you are local and would like to shop the farmers market, you can order ahead with us. You can even pay ahead if you choose. If not, you can pay at the market when you pick up. But because it's going to be a drive-through market, that will help everything move more quickly and efficiently if you can order ahead. And we're trying to predict. That's another thing that's going to be new for us.
Yeah, this is different.
Predicting what will be ready in the garden earlier in the week.
Yeah, because I usually harvest on Fridays. And, there's some things I can look at above ground things like lettuce and those sort of things and have some idea of how much we'll have available. But again, this time of the year, they can grow quickly or they can be slow. You never know. I mean, right. It's gardening. I can't control it. And, but like we have radishes that'll be ready, I think, but all I can kind of do is, you know, they're underground. I can't get underground and look and see how many are going to be available. I think we'll have some, but, I'm going to try to go out there on Wednesday and look around best I can, you know, pull up the leaves and see if I can count approximately how many will be ready. And we'll just do the best we can. And some of those we may only sell at the market. We're going to try to get everything posted on our webpage. And I'll tell you what I know that I'll have. I know we'll have spring garlic right now. I know we'll have that. And I know we'll have chives available.
So start watching our website with the mercantile page on Wednesdays, where you will post things on Wednesdays, and we may add to it if we have additional items become available, and those will be available for pre-order. And we can also just have at the market anything additional.
Yeah,
so you
we'll
will have
extra.
Some options to just drive through the market and make some selections.
Yeah, pick stuff up. But we'll try to have our full menu as close as we can, at least, so that when you come to market on Saturday, you can have an idea of all the stuff you want to pick up from Five Feline Farm.
Right.
So you can have a list so that, you know, when you get to our tents, we'll be under the big red and white tents again, two of those. And we'll have scones available, and unless all those would sell at pre-order.
Right.
But you're going to have quite a few available.
Yes.
So unlikely that they will be sold out before we get to market. Yeah, we'll see how this goes. We're all learning together.
We are. So it's an experience for all of us.
And we'll all adapt.
We will. You can also check out the 18th Street Farmers Market Facebook page.
Yes.
To see what other vendors have available. And I'm not sure what system everyone else is going to have for pre-orders, if they're doing that. But check out their Facebook page. And if you don't have access to that, just drive on out on Saturday morning and come through the market. And we'll all be there and working together to get some fresh food to all of you.
That's right. Nothing better than local food. And we know that several of the vendors that are there every week during the regular market season, they have already committed to be there.
They have.
And so, yeah, I know on the 18th Street Farmers Market page, I've already seen some of the farms posting what they will have, but I know there will be regular updates there. So that'll be a real good source.
Yes.
And I'll try to share stuff as I see it. Now, you know, we'll be outside, so we won't see everything, but that would be your first source to go to. And we'll try to promote the other farms too, as much as we can, so that you'll have a good idea of what you can expect at the market. Because I know Hazel Ann will have mushrooms, Be My Honey will have honey. There will be lots of great food available there. We'll do our best to keep you informed.
And, we will.
We look forward to seeing you. Won't it be great to have a farmer's market
again?
Oh,
I am so looking forward to it. And you get to see people.
Yeah, you get to see people. We can talk through our masks.
That's right.
Very briefly as you drive through the market. But it won't be quite the same. But boy, it feels good to be doing something normal.
It sure does.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya at the market.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.